Hello.
Benjamin.
Hey, I'm sorry I didn't get back to you there. I was in the middle of all types of shit going down.
Oh, I'll get it, buddy. All right.
Yeah, I thought about what you got there. I find it intriguing. The problem is, my only problem is I need to figure out is...
Let's hear it.
Whether I want to do residential. I've always been a commercial contractor, actually, who did some residential. And lately I've been doing a lot more residential, and I'm not sure if I really like it or not. And so if I do the stuff with you, I'm going to have a lot more residential work. My cousin's really pushing me for the residential stuff. I just hate running around doing the bids and the estimates and everything. So Here's the thing.
If you're listed at the top page of Google, you can pick and choose what you want to do. Like, people are going to be calling you. If you're one of the top three businesses on Google, people are going to call you and you'd be like, I'm not interested, or like, I don't do that. Or you could be like, hey, let me come out for an estimate. You can pick and choose your jobs at that point.
I guess I didn't think about it that way. Yeah.
I'm not trying to make you think about it that way, but I think that's probably a good way to think about it, Benjamin.
It is. But like I said, I'm more a commercial guy, and residential is easy to get into and do stuff, and I kind of fell into the rut of the residential thing lately.
Well,
and I wanted to get back into commercial.
Deter you from commercial. It's not like...
No, what I wanted to do was I wanted to build the residential up. The whole point of doing residential to begin with was to... I was a union contractor, in fact, and I got out of the union as a contractor. And I was going to work on some commercial stuff that wasn't union. And I thought, well, how am I going to build my apprenticeship program? Well, I'm going to build my own apprenticeship program and put the apprentices on the residential, be a perfect learning thing, right? And then bring them into commercial later. That's what I was thinking. So I kind of got back into residential, kind of get it going a little bit. And then that's why I did the Kerr Home Services thing. And then, like I said, I'm sitting there thinking, like, okay, did I really want this thing to explode, or how am I going to do this? And then I didn't think about the picking and choosing. That's interesting. And then radius-wise, what were we discussing? Because I think I should just narrow my radius a little bit, too.
Yeah, and you can pick and choose that as well. But, like, so say someone Googles home services in your area, like,
mm-hmm.
you'll be one of the top four on that first page. If you want to expand your business, you and I both know that everyone goes to Google to look for something, right?
Yeah, because I do it myself. So, yeah, I totally get that.
Yeah. So, hey, man, it's up to you. I'm just here offering a service for you. I don't want to pressure you or anything. Like, do what makes sense for you. Does it make sense to be on that first page of Google for your company? It doesn't always have to be just residential. Like, this could be commercial as well. Just do what makes sense for you. If you want to hang up the call right now, great. It was nice knowing you. I appreciate you. But if I can help you, I'm here to help you.
Well, that's the other thing, was I was thinking about... If I do the residential thing, great, but I could also do the commercial thing because we do a lot. I used to do a ton of metal building projects and pole barns and that type of stuff, and I thought, So I guess what I'm saying is, dude, I'm interested. I like your product. I like your service. I'm just trying to figure out which way is best for me to pursue. Which do? Is it the residential stuff or is it the commercial stuff?
Well, here's the good thing about it.
You caught me off guard. I wasn't prepared.
No, all good, man. All good. And you can do whatever you want. The other good thing is you can change your words, like the keywords, for these programs. So, I've got a client right now that, he strictly just only wants barn dominiums, barns or pole sheds. So, or pole barns. So, like, that's why I listed them under. So you can pick and choose whatever you want to be listed under. And you can always change it as well.
Kind of go with the times a little bit.
And the beauty is you can manage it all right from the app. It's Local Splash app. You can schedule, all your leads will come into that app. You can schedule and manage your clients right from the app. That's kind of the cool part about it.
Right. Yeah, like I said, I was thinking about all weekend, like, man, which direction do I go? I like the program. I want to take advantage of your program. I'm not sure which direction I want to go. I did think about the pole barn and metal buildings, because, man, that was a hot thing for me several years ago. And then we slowly got out of that when steel prices went crazy. And now steel prices have kind of stabilized. So that got me thinking, maybe I should get back into doing more of that. But, man, like I said, I just got so many things going through my head over the weekend. Like, man, which way do I go? I definitely want to take advantage of this program. I'm not sure which direction I want to go with it.
I got you, man. Hey, I'm not pressuring you. I know your kids are pressuring you a little bit.
My two boys, yeah. My daughter is only 13. She don't give a shit yet. But my boys are young adults, so, yeah, they have plans. And my... let me see, oldest is 34, and my youngest boy will be 30. He's the attorney in the family. So he's got grandiose plans, so I'm just trying to figure out which direction they go.
I got two boys, no girls. They're only 7 and 10, though.
Yeah, life was easier with the boys. The girls, whew. She's something else sometimes. Yeah, I can strangle her sometimes.
I guess I'm... I would love, like, so my sister's got girls, and I love them to death, but I'm kind of grateful I only have boys.
Yeah, it's a different type of relationship, which is cool, but... because it's a girl thing and you gotta deal with the emotions, and she's 13, she's going through those,
you know,
that part. My mom keeps telling me when my sister was that age, her and my sister would fight constantly, and I kind of remember that, but mom's just saying, just don't make a big deal about it, make it worse, just let her go through her thing.
I've got a twin sister and a sister that's 1 year older, so I remember those days, but like now they're best friends with their mom. So my mom.
Yeah. So sometimes they're driving me crazy. give me a few days to kind of figure out what direction I want to go with this. I'm just not real sure how I want to take advantage of it yet.
All good, buddy.
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever you got
to
do.
Appreciate it. Okay. Well, let me get back to work. Because we got rain for the rest of the week coming in. I'm trying to button some stuff before the rain comes.
Okay, no problem. You want to call you back in a few days?
Yeah, give me like the end of the week. Give me some time to really, because
no
with the rain, I don't have a lot going on. I'm going to catch up on some paperwork and all this stuff and really what direction and what I got a game plan. I just can't shoot stuff in the hip. It's not me.
I'm an architectural
engineer by nature, so I kind of like to sit back and overthink things. That's just how I am.
Oh, I don't blame you. Absolutely.
Okay, yep. Let me get back to this. I'll catch you later on this week.
What's that?
So let me get back to this, and I'll catch back on this call later this week. And, I'll
okay.
get better information
no problem.
By then.
Yeah,
okay, thanks for your patience, man.
Don't worry about it, man. I'm the same way.
This is my nature. All right, thanks a lot, man.
All right, buddy. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.